All right. Ephesians 5 speaks, let's read Ephesians 5, 17 through 20. Come on in, Amy. We just got started, okay? And Pat, would you read Ephesians 5, 17 through 20? And Nadine, would you have ready Colossians 3, 16 and 17 to turn over to after that? All right, let's read together. Pat?
So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father.
Okay, and then Colossians 3, 16 and 17, Nadine.
That the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
Okay. As it pertains to our study, our worship and song, how we can better do that and understand and give praise to him, the occasion here is Paul is writing to Christians, to these two churches, and as it seems to me, it is speaking of their assembling together, worship there, in being singing songs of hymns and praises to him. What did you put down as the purpose and some things that you gained from these passages? Anyone have anything that they wanted to share? That's right. Okay. So when we read these passages, it's having our mind or our spirit, number one, filled with thanksgiving. Okay. And the spirit being filled, our mind with the message of the Spirit. You know, it's not like God is just going to come down and jump into our heart, you know, and we're going to do these things. It's the message of the Spirit that our minds should be intent on using and to edify one another. And the way to edify one another in these passages with that is to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And so that we can, literally, the one another there also has a note out there, yourselves. So it's me, you, you know, yourselves and others to edify one another, to build one another up, to speak to one another about these things, and from the heart, making melody in your heart. You see, that's the other thing. It just doesn't involve speaking just a bunch of words. How am I going to praise God? God wants our hearts involved. He wants that melody in our hearts. So when we sing our songs of praise, it should be coming from the heart with our mind engaged and for the purpose of teaching God's word and edifying one another in this way. Okay. Any other thoughts with that? You know, we say, oh, but sometimes I can't sing. Elizabeth had a throat problem one time. But did that keep her from using her mind and her heart in praising God herself? No. stroke victims sometimes have issues. But I've seen them sit on the pew and they are engaged. They may not be able to do everything as you and I might, but to the best of their ability, they have their mind and they have their heart engaged, and just by their presence would encourage. But you know, so we can't fault a person if there's an illness or saying that person is not praising God, or you know. But I tell you, if we're sitting there and we have the ability to praise God with our singing, and we don't, then we're failing in this. And so, and we're not doing what the Holy Spirit writes to us through the Apostle Paul. Any questions about that? In Colossians 3, about the same thing, singing with thankfulness. You know, let's think about why we should be thankful. We've already studied that, you know, in quite detail. But when we sing songs about Christ dying on the cross, with humility and gratefulness and thankfulness, when we sing about our sins being forgiven, redemption, sweet song, we should be singing that with gratitude and with thankfulness, and we'll see some more about that. And so, get your song books. Now, this is the area here that I wanted to just look at some of our songs that we sing, because we're speaking to one another. We must be speaking the words of God, the Word of God. Yeah. Truth, as Pat so well said it. We have to consider, because we're singing with our hearts and our minds to the God of the universe, our thanksgiving and our devotion to Him, and this is how we're expressing that. And so let's turn to page 178 in our songbook. This is our worship, you know, our song worship is the title. So I thought, as we went through some of these points, that it would be good, as we have done in some of the other classes, to look at our songbook and to go over some of the words that we say, and that, you know, how that we could edify one another in that way. 178. It's named True Worship. Off we come together, we're speaking to one another, off we sing and pray. Here we bring our offering on this holy day. It's bringing to the mind, right from the beginning, why we're here, what we're doing, who we're worshiping, and we're doing it together. May we keep in memory all that Thou hast said. May we truly worship as we eat the bread. This is talking of the Lord's Supper. May we truly worship. It gets back that from the heart. May we all in spirit, all with one accord, take this cup of blessing given by the Lord. Talking, edifying, encouraging one another to worship, to when we take the Lord's Supper with this. And then I love the chorus. I could sing this chorus every other song practically, you know. Help us, Lord, Thy love to see. May we all in truth and spirit worship Thee. What a prayer. This is a prayer. We're asking the God of the universe together to help us. But it's help me, help you, help you, help you. To worship in spirit and truth. Any thoughts on this song? We sang it a lot. Okay. Song 508. Josh did a wonderful talk on carrying fruit. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so when we think about these good things to do, and Josh, like I say, did a wonderful job encouraging us to follow through. We're encouraging here to the work. We're gathered together. We want to worship in spirit and truth. We want to partake of the Lord's Supper in the right manner. And so, but we're going to encourage each other in another way, in another area. To the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has trod. How many of us don't need a little prodding, you know, to do better, to make those calls you wrote down and you didn't get to, you know, for not because, you know, you felt ill or anything, just got too busy and didn't do it. That's me. Okay. So, with the balm of his counsel, our strength to renew, let us do with our might what our hands find to do. To the work, let the hungry be fed. And that, I don't think, is just talking about beans and potatoes. I think it's talking about, it could be the Word of God, okay? To the fountain of light, see life, he explains it. Let the weary be led. In the cross and its banner, our glory shall be. While we herald the tidings, salvation is free. To the work, in the strength of the Lord. You know, I think all of us realize that sometimes it's just not in us to do everything that we can. But if we pray for strength, if we pray for help, if, you know, help me to do better today. I don't know about you, but I have found that the strength of the Lord has helped me to go on and do what my body was telling me, well, maybe you can't do that, you know. And so, the strength of the Lord, okay? And a robe and a crown shall our labor reward. Isn't it wonderful? We are reminding one another of the hope and the reward that Christ promises for those who work in his vineyard. When the home of the faithful our dwelling shall be, and we shout with the ransom, salvation is free. To the work. And then this songwriter uses something that we encourage one, toiling. Toiling means work. It's not easy sometimes, and you have to keep at it. But the encouragement at the end, it makes the toiling worth it. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master comes. Any thoughts or questions about that as we sing to one another? About our hearts being filled with thanksgiving, encouraging one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Okay, 453. We're together as a group. I tried to find so many ways that we can encourage one another when we're together. Okay, so we've talked about worship as far as our worship and our partaking of the Lord's Supper, encouraging one another to the work, to be a part of the team. Let's all work to do the will of the Lord together and to go out there and work. Okay, this is Ye Are the Light of the World. We sing this, do not hide your light, for ye are the light of the world. Keep it trimmed and burning bright. That is encouraging one another. Let's do what it takes. Study God's Word, keep on praying, keep on building another one up, and being here together, whatever it takes to make your light shine brighter. Okay? Oh, do not let your light burn low, for you are the light of the world. Go show all the path of right. keep it bright and onward go. Ye are the light of the world. Okay? So it's encouraging each other to live for Jesus, to be that light in the world, and not hide your light. Jesus talked about that on the Sermon on the Mount. Not hide it under a bushel, but go out and let's all be lights. Because we all let down. We could all fail. You know, we get tired sometimes. Or we get other things come in and sort of crowd out the important. So we encourage one another. Another song, right across the page. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. I like singing the first stanza particularly, even though when we're together we're talking to one another. But I'm glad that the author of this, of course they're uninspired, but they some of the songs that I've picked, I pray, are word oriented, according to God's word. But let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. That's where I need to start. All his wonderful passion and purity. May his spirit divine, all his being refine, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Then we talk to one another. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. You know, has somebody been kind to you? Or someone spoken that pierces you through and through? How many times? Everybody has that happen sometime in their life. Think how he was beguiled, spat upon and reviled. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. From the dawn of the morning to the close of day, an example in deeds and in all you say. How many of us speak an unguarded word? Or speak, you know, in answer to anger and that kind of thing without thinking. Act in an unwise way, unloving way. We can help one another by encouraging one another. But when we fail, lay your gifts at his feet, ever strive to keep sweet. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. So encouraging one another as we come together in our assembly, true worship, true devotion to Christ, true remembrance of his death, encouraging one another to be lights and to live like Jesus. A couple more. 496. Everyone gets let down. Everyone goes through a time when they're not quite as fervent in doing things in the Lord's kingdom. Everyone has trials. Everyone has illness. Everyone has issues that come up that the devil tries to pull us away from devotion to the Lord first. One of the things that we can encourage one another in is holding on. We have an anchor. Jesus is there. He's not going to move. He wants us to hold on. And if we have an anchor and we sing this song, we have an anchor that keeps the soul. You stay your focus on Jesus, on his promises, in reading his word, in devoted prayer to him, in trusting him, because you're going to may have to make some hard choices. It's not going to be popular. But we have an anchor, and he's grounded, and he's not going to let go. Okay? He also talks about the city of gold there. You know, we have heaven. This life brings us pain, heartache, disappointment. But this anchor of a hope of our home with him, it's not going to disappoint. We're not going to have pain there. And we're not going to be suffering there. We're not going to have people mistreat us there. The Lord's going to be there. All the redeemed is going to be there. And we will be safe in that harbor. It is figurative, you know, but we need to encourage one another to hold on. Any thoughts about this? The last song in this section is 212. This carries on the theme. Not only do we have an anchor in Christ as we're holding on in this life and keep on against the winds that the devil might send us, but this hope in the sweet by and by, there's a land that is fairer than day. By faith we can see it afar. The Savior waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessings of rest. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise. Won't that be wonderful? For the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. It is a blessing that we don't have to wait for heaven to praise God for His blessings. He wants His peace. It is a blessing and a help to us. God doesn't need my pitiful little song. I need my pitiful little song of praise. And He knows that in His wisdom. But He deserves my praise. He deserves my devotion. And so we have the blessing of getting together and praising Him, not only here in the church as a church, but just think of what it's going to be when we're together in glory and around the throne with all the saints, and we're praising God. And we're encouraging one another in this life to just get a glimpse of what it will be in heaven. So, when we'll meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. And I picked songs that were simple, that had thoughts that we could understand, that was easy for us to be able to sing with our mind and our heart, to reinforce what the Lord would have His people to do in singing with thankfulness and edifying one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Any other songs or any other areas that you might want to discuss, you know, before we get to the heaven throne, the throne scene in Revelation, as we're just leading into that. Anyone? Okay. Oh, okay. Excuse me. Hebrews 13. I do not want to oversee Hebrews 13. Keisha, Hebrews 13, please. 12 through 15.
Therefore, Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to Him outside the camp, bearing His reproach. From here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
Okay. Not written to a church in the assembly, as I understand it, but to Christians who are probably enduring trials. Are they're being encouraged to endure trials? And as Jesus went outside the gate of Jerusalem, sometimes we have to, it's our personal walk with Christ We have to go outside the world. We have to go against the norm. We have to live for Jesus every day in our walk. Because Jesus died for me, I should continually be offering up a praise, whether it be in word, in song, in the way I live. What did some of you get from that? It's your class. What did you put down anything from the passage? It could be to ourselves. It could be by ourselves. It could be teaching others. It could be with others. You know, sick beds, private Bible studies, all those places, not just the assembly with the saints, is a good place to pray and sing or speak words of thanksgiving and praise to help each other or yourself. Even in your own private study and prayer time in the morning, I commend all the men here who lead the prayers, and they began with praising God for who He is and for all that He's done and for His love for us, and, you know, to the glory of Him. That is our purpose, to the glory of God, whether it be in song, whether we're praying, whether we're doing a service in the kingdom. And so we need to continually offer up. That doesn't mean we walk every moment, you know, muttering something. I'm not talking about that. But as a continuing way of life, that is foremost in our minds. This is what we are devoted to, that. And so it's personal. And we need to make it a part of our heart's devotion. One song that...
One thing we do, this is continually.
Yeah.
Something's on our heart that we want God to do for us.
Yes.
We are very fervent in asking continually. Like, I know prayers for Sally are going up from everybody in other situations here. But so many times what I find myself doing is I forget to continually thank God, not only for things He has granted, but for everything that He's done for me. We lose sight of that, the praising and the thankfulness that we should have continually, not just pray for things we want or think we need.
Yes, I was speaking to a dear sister, an elderly person who has health issues, but we were talking about how God has blessed her life, and even in her ailments. I praised her because of she's come through some deep trials in her life, but as she went through them, she needed encouragement. We all do. But now she's speaking, praising God, doing more for me than I ever deemed possible doing for her when I called her. Have you ever found that with some spiritual sisters or a brother? And so Pat is right. You know, we need to, the continuing thing is have it in our minds that not just for when we need Him to fix something or when we need, you know, to help us in some way, but thankfulness.
That goes along with verse 16.
Yes. Read that. You want to read that?
Not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
Right. Absolutely. One of the songs that we don't even have to turn to it. Some of the other verses we're not so familiar with. But there are times when I am hurting, or when my children were hurting and sick, that we'd sit in a rocker and we would be singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. And it calmed. And just praising, you know, that little simple song, it's not just a children's song, sisters, it's for you and me. Jesus loves me. Why? The Bible tells me so. And that is 267. Let's go on and turn to it. 267. Praising Jesus. Little ones to him belong is not talking about babes in arms. It's talking about his children. It's talking about young believers. They are weak, but he is strong. How many of us can truthfully say, sometimes, you know, I'm weak and thank God he's strong. Jesus loves me, he who died. Heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Jesus, take this heart of mine. Now, here's a prayer. Is our mind going to be engaged? Is our heart going to be in it? Or are we just mouthing words? Jesus, take this heart of mine. Make it pure and holy thine. Thou hast bled and died for me. Now, here's the promise. I will henceforth live for thee. If we don't mean it, we better not say it. If we don't mean it, to give it our best effort. We're going to fail sometimes, but if it's not in our heart to give it our best devoted effort, living for Jesus. We sing that song, Living for Jesus. So, this is a prayer and a promise. Right here with an acclamation of Jesus loves me. All the same little song that most of the time we just, you know, sing with the children. But it shouldn't be just for children. Praising God. We will not spend too much time on Revelation 5. It is the throne scene. Let's turn over there in our Bibles and let's just finish this. We have a few minutes and then we'll have our announcements and closing prayer so that we can go on to the next page. But in Revelation 4:11, there's a throne scene. Worthy art thou, O Lord, and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou didst create all things, and because by thy will they existed and were created. Then in our reading, in chapter 5, it's the throne scene. This is the occasion. It's before the Lamb, and they are praising the four creatures and the 24 elders, sang a new song of the worthiness of Jesus to receive power, riches, honor, glory, and dominion. The purpose was to extol Jesus. They're in heaven. Jesus is on his throne, and they are extolling praises. Then, in 7, 9 through 12, the multitudes from all the nations are worshiping God and the Lamb, and they're praising them for saving them from their sins, giving them eternal life. And praise to God the Father and to the Lamb. That's the heaven scene. That's the throne scene of what's happening and won't it be wonderful up there? And but they are worthy of our praise. And we started our lesson, our whole section on why are they worthy? And we looked at many passages and many reasons because why they're worthy. But I wanted to include this in this little last section here, getting back to the worthiness. And 7:32, we'll look at it quickly, and then we will close the class. We sing this song. And we see the saints in heaven that have gone, that are there. We see the host. We see the elders. We see, you know, all of those. But in 732 in our book, page 732, we sing this song. It's short, but remember, we're encouraging one another. We're edifying one another. And we sing together. It should be in our heart. We should understand what we're saying. It should be, it should lift our spirits. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of the Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. One quick thing. If we don't worship Him in righteousness from the heart here, we're not going to be there doing this. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. That means praise, you know, upon praise, upon praise, okay? Who is the great I Am. This is who we are worshiping. This is who we are singing to. This is who we're supposed to be singing to down here. And just think, when we get to heaven, that's who's going to be there, but that's who's listening. Any thoughts? Any questions? Lord willing, we're going to start lesson 3, examining my heart. What does God require? We've sort of touched on some of those as we've gone through the examples of singing and praising God and in some of the songs that we've looked at. But let's look at some verses and apply. It may be covering some of the same material, some of the same thoughts. But I don't know about you, but I need to hear it more than once. Okay.